这个大概在六月的时候，
sometime around June，
牧师问我说：“你愿不愿意在在他回马来西亚的那几个星期当中，找一个礼拜跟大家分享一些信息？”
The pastor asked me if I'm willing to preach for 1 week while he was gone to Malaysia。
我没有想很多，我就说 OK。
I didn't think much of it, and then I said OK。
我回家以后呢，就跟我太太这个报告每天的重大事项。
So as I got home, I report to my wife all the main happenings each day。
我太太呢就很含蓄的跟我说：“你确定你能够星期天站主日讲台吗？”
And my wife kind of softly told me, "Are you sure you're going to be able to preach on the pulpit on Sunday?"
这一下子，那个原来圣灵的感动就不见了。
And we're first saying that all of a sudden, the touch from the Holy Spirit vanished.
隔了几天呢，他又送了我一句话。
And then after a few days, she told me.
是这个孟子的话。
And it is actually a Chinese scholar, 孟子 said this.
他说：“人之患在好为人师啊。”
He said the trouble of men is they want to be teachers, even though they don't have the gift.
我想我很清楚他在讲什么。
And I'm very clear what she's trying to tell me.
所以我就跟牧师说：“我说这个时间稍微短了一点啊，准备的时间稍微短了一点啊，再给我一些时间准备。”
So I told the pastor, I said, "Well, the time for preparation is a little bit short, so I'm going to need more time."
这一拖就拖了差不多五个月了。
Oh, so a little more time extends to 5 months.
这一段时间里面呢，我想我就不断的祷告。
And so in this time, I continue to pray.
我求神让我看见说，让我清楚的看见我是不是该在这个时候跟大家来分享一些信息跟我自己的经历。
And so I pray to God if this is the right time for me to share my experience and also the Word of God.
这一段时间呢，这个经文就一直出现在我的脑海里面。
And during this time, this particular verse from the Bible appeared in my mind all the time.
这一段经文的背景，我想很多人都知道哈，就是在扫罗在大马士革的路上被神的光照。
And I think a lot of us know the background of this verse, and it is while Saul was going to Damascus, he was revealed by God on his way to Damascus.
他问神说：“主啊，我当做什么？”
And so he asked God, "What should I do?"
主就差遣有一个叫做亚拿尼亚的人来告诉他。
And so God sent Ananias to talk to him.
说你要将你所看见的。所听见的对着外人为他做见证。
And so he told him that you will be his witness to all men of what you have seen and heard.
其实这几个礼拜我们的那个门徒训练。
This past few weeks for our discipleship training.
其实最主要的目的就是要每一位人，每一个弟兄姐妹都能够把你所看见、所听见的为他做见证。
The main purpose is so that all brothers and sisters, every one of you, will be able to tell of your witness.
感谢神赐给我的信心，能够今天在这边跟大家一起分享一些经文。
And thank God for giving me the faith so that I can stand here today to share some of His words with you.
路加福音十八章十八到三十节这一段经文，我在这个。几个月以前跟在国语主日学的时候有跟大家这个国语主日学的同学，我有跟他一起用这个从财富的观点来分享这一段经文。
And in Luke chapter 18 verses 18 to 30 I've actually shared this in our Sunday school recently about wealth.
今天呢，我打算从信心的观点来看同样的一段经文。
And today, I want to look at the same passage, but looking about faith.
首先我想我念一遍中文的，就麻烦，因为它经文比较长，所以就麻烦英文的一起跟着看就好了。
So, Andy is going to read it in Chinese. The English Bible holder, please kind of follow as he reads.
路加福音第十八章第十八节有一个官问耶稣说，良善的夫子，我该做什么事可以承受永生？耶稣对他说，你为什么称我是良善的？除了神一位之外，再没有良善的。诫命你是晓得的，不可奸淫，不可杀人，不可偷盗，不可做假见证，当孝敬父母。那人说，这一切我从小都遵守了。耶稣听见了就说，你还缺少一件，要变卖你一切所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上，你还要来跟从我。他听见这话就是忧愁，因为他很富足。耶稣看见他就说，有钱的人进神的国是何等的难啊！骆驼穿过针的眼比财主进神的国还容易。听见的人说，这样谁能得救呢？耶稣说，在人所不能的事，在神却能。彼得说，看啊，我们已经撇下自己所有的跟从你了。耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，人为神的国撇下房屋或是妻子弟兄父母儿女，没有在今世不得百倍，在来世不得永生的。我们今天要来看一看这个整段的这个故事。
Today we're going to look at this whole story.
在这个整段的经文里面呢，我们首先呢，我们先要看一下。
And in this whole story, we want to first look at this.
财主在这在这一段经文里面呢，首先点出来有两个错误的观念。
This wealthy person points out two wrong concepts.
我们看见一位年轻的财主，他很有钱。
We see that this is a young wealthy guy.
而且他很有势力。
And he also has power.
因为他是一个官。
Because he is an official.
哎，可是很难能可贵的是什么呢？是他是一个行为端正，又很遵守，又能够遵守律法。
But what is rare about this guy is that he is also a law-abiding person.
其实我们不管是用今天或者是用以前的这个标准 来衡量的话，
So it does not matter what kind of standard we use to judge him, whether the present day standard or the standard of the old.
他应该都是一个很大多数人都一个很羡慕很钦佩的对象。
He should be someone that we admire or want to model after.
可是我们看见在这里还有两个错误的观念。
But then we see from here he has two wrong concepts.
第一个，他误解了基督耶稣的身份。
First of all, he misunderstood who Jesus is.
在十八节里面，他问耶稣说：“良善的夫子，我该做什么事呢？”
In verse 18, he said, "Good teacher, what must I do?"
他认为耶稣只是一位良善的夫子。
He thought of Jesus as only a good teacher.
是一个良善的教师。
He's just a very nice teacher.
这个良善啊，在他们那个时候是拿来形容神，而不是拿来形容人的。
And the wording used here to describe good is the word that used to describe God.
他很尊敬耶稣，把耶稣当成近乎神这样来尊敬，可是他不是把他当成神。
He respects Jesus to the point of calling him almost as good as God, but he did not look at Jesus.
所以耶稣很清楚地告诉他，
So Jesus told him,
除了神之外再没有良善。
Jesus said no one is good except God alone.
其实耶稣在这里是要告诉他，
Actually Jesus wants to tell him something here.
假如我只是一个良善的夫子，良善的教师的话，我是没有办法跟你谈永生的。
If I'm only a nice, a good teacher, then there is no way I can point you to eternity.
但假如我是一个神的话，我可以跟你谈永生。
But if I am God, then I can tell you about eternity.
可是你要称呼我为神。
But you have to call me God.
让我们来看，我们今天是不是也犯了同样的错误？
Let us look at ourselves. Do we make the same mistake today?
把耶稣当作一个伟人，当作一个英雄来崇拜。
Look upon Jesus only as a hero or a great person from the past.
而不是把耶稣当成一个神，一个创造万物的神。
But you don't look at Jesus as a God, as the God who created.
一个独一无二的神。
He is the only God.
来敬拜。
To worship him.
有个时候啊，在我们的生活当中，你把人的身份认错的话，这是很危险的事情。
Sometimes in our lives, if you mistaken somebody of their identity, it's very dangerous.
我举几个简单的例子。
I'm going to give you some simple examples.
有一些大学的同学，他们有三十几年没见面。
There are some old classmates from college. They haven't seen each other for over 30 years.
他们就聚在一起，要有个三十年的 reunion， 见面。
And so they want to have a 30-year reunion.
男同学、女同学都有的，就带着全家，有的带着小孩，有的带着先生就起来。
And so some bring their whole family, some bring their spouse or their children, and they go to the reunion.
场面很热闹。
And it was very exciting.
有一位同学就跟另外女同学说。
So there's a male classmate told a female classmate.
说啊，你真是能干，你看你小孩都已经这么大了。
He said, wow, you are really doing well. Look at your children, they're all grown.
那是他先生。
But that was actually her husband. He was talking to.
当你认错人的身份的时候，有时候会很尴尬。
Sometimes if you mistaken somebody's identity, it's very embarrassing.
另外一个很简单的 case 就在台湾，大家都知道这个台湾的老百姓对这个政治非常敏感。
And another example is in Taiwan. We know that all the citizens in Taiwan are very sensitive when it comes to political issues.
尤其计程车司机。计程车司机 taxi driver、
oh, especially the taxi drivers.
有一次我一个朋友坐上计程车以后，他就开始骂另外一个政党。
And so one of my friends, as he get on the taxi, he started bad-mouthing the other candidate.
然后开到一半，的司机就停车。
And so after a while, the taxi driver stopped the taxi.
就跟他说：“先生，请下车。”
And he told him, "Please get off."
要认对。人的身份，何况是一个神，我们一定要确定的知道，我们知道主耶稣基督是一个神。
We need to make sure that we identify someone correctly. How about our God? We need to make sure that we call him as he is.
第二个错误财主犯的是，他以为遵守的十诫就可以得到永生。
The second one concept this young ruler made is that he thought as long as he followed the commandments.He will receive eternal life.
在十八章的二十节到二十一节这边，主耶稣跟他说：“诫命你是晓得的，不可奸淫，不可杀人，不可偷盗，不可作假见证，当孝敬父母。”那人说：“这一切我从小都遵守了。”
And in verse 20 and 21, the verse of chapter 18, it says, "You know the commandments: Do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not give false testimonies, honor your father and mother. All these I have kept since I was a boy," he said.
他误以为行善或遵守诫命就可以得到永生。
He thought just doing good or follow exactly what the commandment says will give him eternal life.
但是耶稣提出一个完全人的观念。
But then Jesus told him a different concept.
耶稣要他明白，人是不可能靠着遵守诫命、遵守去做善行来得救。
Jesus told him.Man cannot save himself or receive eternal life just by doing good or just by following the commandments.
人是要靠信神来得到永生的。
Man has to trust in God for him to receive eternal life.
可是我们从另外一个方面去看。
But if we look at from another angle.
今天有很多信徒认为说信神，这个救恩是神白白赐下来，信神是不需要付出代价，不需要做任何事情。
Some people think that this salvation is totally free and it is by grace from God and that we don't have to do anything.
这观念也是不对的。
This is a wrong concept also.
两三个星期前我出差到台湾去。
Two weeks ago I went to Taiwan.
礼拜天我去聚会。
Sunday I went to church.
是一个年轻的美国人讲道。
And it was a young preacher from America.
他的主题是救恩。
And his topic that day was salvation.
哎，他的国语非常好。
He speaks very good Mandarin.
他说圣经上的教导告诉我们，救恩是平白得来的。
He said the Bible taught us that salvation comes to us freely.
他说，弟兄姐妹，你们能不能了解或者理解这个平白得来这个意义？
And so he asked, he said, brothers and sisters, do you understand what it means? That salvation comes to you freely.
没有人讲话。
Nobody speak a word.
他说，那我用一个例子给你们。讲给你们听，这样你们就比较容易了解什么叫做平白得来的。
And so he said, I'm going to give you an example so that you can maybe better understand what does it mean to receive this salvation freely.
他说两三年以前，那个奥巴马总统得到诺贝尔的和平奖。
He said, President Obama received the Peace Prize, Nobel Peace Prize.
他说这就叫平白得来
的。That is called receiving it freely.
还没有做事就得到，这就叫平白得来的。
He said, even before he did anything, he received the peace prize, and that is called receiving freely.
他说这样子或许你们比较容易明白一点。
He said, maybe this way you can understand, what it means to receive something free.
圣经上告诉我们，得救是本乎恩，也是因着信。
The Bible tells us that we are saved by grace.
财主认为靠着行为遵守十诫就能得救，这个是不对的。
But this young ruler thought that he can be saved by doing good or by following the commandment, and that is wrong.
但是有很多的信徒认为信心是不需要付出代价，是什么事情都不要做，这也是不对。
But some people thought that by faith means they don't have to do anything, just sit and wait.
因为雅各书里面很清楚的也告诉我们。
Because in James, He also told us.
他告诉我们，没有信心的行，没有行为的信心是死的。
He said, faith without action is dead.
信心是需要靠着行为来成全。
And that faith has to be accompanied by action.
我们再来看看财主，他有这两个错误的观念，他真正的问题是在哪里？
So let us look at what is the root problem, with this.Young ruler, for him to have such bad or wrong concepts.
耶稣真正的意思是说，变卖一切财产分给穷人，就可以得永生了吗？
Does Jesus really mean that, in order for you to obtain eternity, you just have to sell everything?
他真正的，他有这两个，他这个错误的观念，他真正的问题是在哪里呢？
Where is his root problem?Of his wrong concept.
第一个，我们要认识人是不完全。
First of all, we need to know that man is not perfect.
马太福音十章第十七到三十一节也在讲同样的故事。
In Matthew chapter 10, verses 17 to 31, also talk about the same story.
但是他有一些地方他用的字比较传神一点。
But some of the word that he used to describe is a little bit more to the point.
耶稣他说，耶稣就看着这个财主，就爱他，对他说：“你还缺少一件。”
Jesus saw him, loved him, and told him that you still lack one more thing.
去变卖你所有的，分给穷人。
To sell your belongings and give it to the poor.
神是要财主很清楚的看见。人是没有办法靠自己来完全遵守诫命。
He wanted man to know that man, there is no way man can completely follow the law.
财富、知识、行为、地位都没有一样能够保证你得到这个永生。
Wealth, power, position, these things cannot.Guarantee that you will obtain salvation.
神说你还缺少一件，这个还缺少一件，这是很值得我们来思考。
God said you still need one more thing, and this is something we need to meditate on.
这个缺少一件，不是说有些姐妹有时候说我少一，哎呀，要去参加 party 我少一件衣服。
There's lacking one thing. It's not like some ladies, you know, as they're getting ready to go to the party, they say, "Oh, I still need something."
或者说，哎呀，我少了一双鞋子来配这个衣服。
Or, oh, I still need one more pair of shoes to go with this outfit.
在神的眼里，我们每一个人都缺少一件。
In God's eyes, all of us need one more thing.
为什么
？Why?
因为我们有的人脾气不好。
Because some of us are hot-tempered.
我们有的人喜欢夸张讲话。
Some of us like to exaggerate a little bit.
有的人我们缺乏同情心。
Some of us lack empathy.
有很多的人我们自私。
A lot of us are self-centered.
缺少一件。
We all lack one thing.
在神的眼光里面，我们都缺少一件。
And in God's eyes, we all lack one thing.
保罗在罗马书第七章里面他提到良心和情欲的征战。
And Paul mentioned in Romans that there is a struggle between good and flesh.
他说我所做的我自己不明白。
He said, what I did, I don't understand.
我所愿意的我并不做。
But what I want to do, I can't.
我所恨恶的我倒去做。
What I hate, I go and do it.
弟兄姊妹，这就是人性上的一个大问题。
And brothers and sisters, this is a big problem on humanity.
在神的眼中，我们每一个人都缺少一件。
And in God's eyes, we all lack one thing.
我们是不完全。
We are not perfect.
第二个。
Secondly.
第二个原因是优先顺序的问题。
It is the problem with priority.
耶稣告诉这财主说你要变卖财产，然后这个财主听完以后就忧心里甚忧愁，就忧忧愁愁的走了。
Jesus told this rich young man to sell all his things, and when he heard this, he was sad and he left.
这是一个优先顺序的问题。
And this is a problem with priority.
我的背不是很好。
I don't have a good back.
这次回台湾的时候，我就找了一个早上去台湾的医院去这个去看个病。
And so this time when I went back to Taiwan, I went to get it checked.
台湾可以这个几乎就是前一天挂号，第二天就去看病。
How it works in Taiwan is that you call ahead the day before for an appointment and then you go the next day.
医院的人很多。
Actually you go to the hospital, but there are a lot of people in the hospital.
那就是要到看病的时候，护士会叫你。
And so when it is your time, the nurse will come out and call you.
你就进去里面坐着，然后隔着帘子就是前面一个病人跟医生在里面讲话。
And so actually the patients are all sitting there and they are separated by dividers.
我就听到那医生跟那病人说，你的肝指数哈太高了，有400多。
And so I heard the doctor telling the next patient who is only divided by a divider that your
肝的指数，
your liver enzymes are elevated.
他说你大概有400多，正常的人只有40多。
He said it's like over 400, and the normal level is about 40.
那你要再去做进一步的检查。
So you're gonna need more tests.
他就问台语说，他就用台语问了医生说。
And so he asked the doctor in Taiwanese.
啊，都无法度啉酒啊，哟。Russell 跟他说他听得懂台语。他说那就不能喝酒了嘛。
So he said, then I can't drink anymore.
医生跟他说你要停止喝酒一段时间，你要去做这个检查做那个检查。
So the doctor told him you have got to stop drinking because you're going to need to do all these tests.
隔了大概两三分钟三五分钟的时候，他又问医生同样的问题。
So after about 3 to 5 minutes, he asked the doctor the same question again.
哎，我顾不上饮酒了。
I can't drink anymore.
哦，要多久不能喝酒？
Yeah, I thought he said the same question. Yeah, so how long do I have to stop just drinking?
很显然的，弟兄姊妹，这个病人把喝酒摆在他的健康之前。
So very obvious.
优先顺序一样。
This patient put drinking before his health problem, And that is a problem with priority.
我们每一个人都有不同的优先顺序。
We all have different priorities.
学业了。
Schooling.
家庭呢。
Family.
爱情呢。
Your love relationship.
事业了。
Your profession.
等等等等。
Etc.
上一次刘师母不是我们的这个刘师母，是刘牧师的哥哥的太太。
Last time, Mrs. Liu, who is the sister-in-law of our Pastor Liu.
我不晓得大家还记不记得他来的时候，他在这个 Sunday School 的时候，还有做了一个这个你跟父母亲的关系，你跟神的关系，你跟子女的关系的一个 survey， 一个调查。
I don't know if you remember during Sunday School, she gave us a survey of how we prioritize our relationship with God, with our parents, family, etc.
其实我们就可以看见。单单在这些关系当中，我们就已经有不同的优先顺序。
And actually, during that survey, we see that in these kind of relationships, we have different priorities.
耶稣基督很清楚的知道，财主非常重视金钱。
Jesus knows very clearly that this young ruler loved his money.
他会把金钱放在第一位。
He would put his wealth in the top priority.
所以，当主耶稣要求他变卖所有东西的时候，他就很忧愁，他就很忧愁。
And so when Jesus told him to sell all his belongings, he became very sad.
圣经里面很清楚地告诉我们最重要的诫命是什么。
The Bible told us very clearly what is the most important commandment.
告诉我们要尽心、尽性、尽意爱你的神。
It told us that the biggest commandment is to love our God with all our heart, our soul, and our mind.
但我们在我们实际的生活当中
And in our daily life,
我们经常会碰到一些要做决定的时候
We have to make decisions all the time.
如何安排你的优先顺序
How do you prioritize?
一定会影响你跟人人跟人之间的关系
And it will affect your interpersonal relationship.
一定会影响你家里面的关系
It will affect your familial relationship.
一定会影响你跟神的关系。
And it will affect your relationship with God.
我们再来看看信心到底要付出什么样的代价。
So let's continue to see what kind of cost do we need to pay for faith.
相信神，对神有信心是要付出代价。
We have to pay a price to have faith with God, in God.
在希伯来书十一章一节里面，我想这个经节大家都很熟悉。说信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
This is a very familiar verse for all of us. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
各位弟兄姊妹，信心不是猜测，是看见。
Faith is not how you guess at things; it is what you can see.
信心不是预料会怎么样，而是明白会怎么样。
Faith is not guessing what's going to happen, but it's the understanding of what will happen.
信心不是等到事情成功的时候才相信。
Faith is not when you wait until everything has completed and is successful.
信心是在还没有成功的时候，因为神的应许，你就相信他已经成功。
Faith is believing while things are going on that because you believe in God, it will come to pass.
约瑟相信神。
Joseph believed in God.
相信神一定会带领以色列人出埃及。
He had faith that God will one day lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
进入迦南。
To go into the land of Canaan.
所以他在临死的时候，他在跟他的子孙说。
So when he was at his deathbed, he told his children.
他说：“神必看顾你们，你们要把我的骸骨、颌骨从这里搬上去。”
So he said, God will look after you, and you will take my bones with you as you leave.
这是信心，他没有看见他就相信。
This is faith, is that he sees before it becomes the fact.
在路加福音十八章二十六、二十七节。那边说听见的人就说这样谁能得救呢耶稣说在人所不能的事在神却能二十六二十七节路加二十六节
And in verse 26 to 27 in Luke, it says, those who have heard then ask this, who can be saved? Jesus replied, what is impossible with man is possible with God.
在人所不能的，在神却能。
He said, what is impossible with man is possible with God.
因为在神凡事都能。
Because in him, everything is possible.
你相不相信这句话？
Do you believe in that?
要真正能相信这句话，你必须要做到一点。
To truly believe in this verse, you have to do one thing.
你要能做到相信自己不能。
You have to believe that you yourself cannot do it.
在我们中国传统的思想里面，我们告诉我们人定胜天。
And in the traditional Chinese thinking, is that man will overcome.
台湾过去很出名的一条歌叫做“爱拼得赢”，爱拼就爱拼就会赢，爱拼才会赢。
In a very famous Taiwanese song, it says.You will win if you try.
美国的工业界在第二次大战以后，在管理和科技的方面都落后日本很多。
And after the Second World War, America was lagging behind the Japanese in
management.
And management.
那当时呢，就有一种思想，就是说日本能，为什么我们不能？
And so at that time there was a common thinking is that why can the Japanese do while we can't?
我们在从小长大的环境或今天社会的环境里面一直都在教导我们要靠自己，要靠自己才可靠。
Because the teaching to, the traditional teaching is that you have to rely on yourself.
靠自己你可以什么事情你都可以做。
If you rely on yourself, then you can accomplish anything.
但保罗在哥林多后书十二章第九节里面说
But then Paul told us in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9
他说我喜欢夸耀我的软弱因为神告诉我说我的恩典是够你用的
He said my grace is sufficient for you for my power is made perfect in weakness and therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses
保罗这句话就是看见自己不能。
Paul would say this because he sees that he is powerless.
相信神凡事都能。
And that he believes that in God everything is possible.
这是最好的一个经典，最好的一个例子。
And this is the best example.
弟兄姊妹，靠人是靠不住的。
Brothers and sisters, you cannot rely on man.
在过去，我看见很多在商场上的大起大落。
I can see in the past the ups and downs in the business world.
也看到很多人在公司一下子 promote 到很高，然后一下子就下来。
And I can see that some people get promoted quickly, but then they fall quickly.
很多的时候，这些结果跟人的能力是没有直接的关系的。
And a lot of times this happens without any relationship to their ability.
我在这边要强调的是说，人是不能够完全靠自己的。
What I want to stress here is that man cannot rely totally on yourself.
我有一个认识一个朋友，他事业上非常成功，曾经是一个上市公司的董事长。
I have a friend who used to be very successful in business, and he was the CEO of a company.
他告诉我说，当我在生意很在我的 business 很成功的时候，我捐了我三分之一的钱给教会，还有很多慈善事业。
He said, when I was at the peak of my success, I actually gave one third of my wealth to churches and other charities.
说可是当这个公司垮掉的时候
，But then when my company bankrupt,
他说我就拿了我三分之一的钱财出来去处理这个公司的这个事情。
And so I used one third of my wealth to settle what is left of the company.
那我跟他说，那不错，你还剩三分之一哦。
I said, well, that's not bad. You still have one third.
他说我还没讲完。
He said, I haven't finished yet.
他说另外的三分之一，我在很成功的时候，我就这边投资一点，那边投资一点，结果都光了。
But he said, while I was successful, I used my remaining one third to invest in this and that, and they are all gone.
但是他很喜乐。
But he was very joyful.
他很有信心。
He also have a lot of faith.
他告诉我说，神是借这些事情在管教。
He said God is using this situation to teach me.
这是信心。
And that is faith.
他每天早上三点半起来灵修。
Every day he wakes up at 3:30 in the morning for his quiet time.
我们最后来看看信心的回报。
And so let's finally look at the reward of faith.
在第三十节这边，在第三十节这边，主耶稣基督说，没有在，我们从二十九节看，耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，人为神的国撇下房屋，或是妻子、弟兄、父母、儿女，没有在今世不得百倍，在来世不得永生的。
In verse 29 and 30, Jesus said, I tell you the truth. No one who has left home or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God will fail to receive many times as much in this age and in the age to come eternal life.
这是神的意思。
That is God's promise.
你相信吗？
Do you believe in it?
你有信心吗？
Do you have faith?
在约伯记最后一章42章的时候，
And in Job, chapter 42.
耶和华他怎么说呢？他说耶和华赐福给 约伯比先前更多。
It says God blessed Job much more than what he had before.
雅各和约瑟在死的时候都还没有看见神对以色列人的应许实现。
Joseph did not see the promise come to pass when he died.
但他们都已经相信了。
But they believe in God.
所以他们在希伯来书当中呢，会被当成信心的榜样。
And that's why their name was listed in Hebrew as the example of people with faith.
刚刚那一首歌，感谢神。
The song that we just sang, Thank You God.
歌词很好。
The lyrics were very good.
当神答应了我们祷告，我们感谢神。
When God answered our prayer, we thank Him.
这理所当然。
And of course, that's logical, right?
但是当神没有答应我们祷告的时候，
But then when God did not answer our prayer,
或者没有答应我们祈求的时候，
Or when God did not grant us our wishes,
我们是不是仍然能够充满了信心的跟神说？
And can we still say to God with faith or full faith,
我虽然不了解你为什么不答应我的祈求，
even though I don't understand why you won't grant me my prayer,
但是我相信你的旨意和你的安排，
but I trust or I have faith in your arrangement and your will.
我们是不是能有这样的信心？
Can we have this kind of faith?
耶稣在路加福音的14章里面，
And Jesus said in Luke 14,
用了一个盖楼还有打仗的例子来解释这个跟随神是要付出代价。
He used the example of building a tower or going into an army to illustrate faith.
而且这个代价的付出是要毫无保留的。
And that the cost of obtaining this faith should be we should not count it.
路加福音十八章二十七节里面说，在人不能的事情，在神却能。
In Luke chapter 18 verse 27, what is impossible with man is possible with God.
因为在神凡事都能。
Because in God everything is possible.
我们只要有这样的信心，我们相信神的祝福会加倍的给我们。
And when we have this kind of faith, then we believe that God's blessing will come upon us bountifully.
那我们一起低头做个祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
神啊，愿你自己的话语成为我们生活的力量。
Lord, we ask that your word become the strength of our lives.
主啊，愿意我们一生都能走在你的旨意当中。
And we ask that may our life be able to walk in your will.
我们的一生都能够依靠着你。
And that through our lives we can rely on you.
我们一生都能够讨你的喜悦。
And that through our lives we can seek your pleasure.
这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.